Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Gordon is with me on the line today. Gordon, tell us about the shopping experience you had recently.
So I pulled into Kildare Village there during the week, or actually on Saturday, to buy a candle for my sister-in-law's 30th birthday. And I was in a hurry, so I just pulled in off the motorway, ran into Rituals, picked up a candle, got to the till, and the girl behind the counter said to me, what else would you like? And I was like, oh, I don't need anything else. And she was like, well, we actually have a 2-item minimum purchase per customer. Now, I thought she was joking, so I kind of had a quick look around, see if there was any hidden cameras anywhere. There wasn't. And she proceeded to tell me that that their policy in store is that you cannot buy one item in that shop, that I had to buy two. So I was obviously like, you know, I was a little bit shocked. There was a queue behind me. I was in a hurry. So I kind of just panicked. I said to her, well, what else have you got? And she was like, well, they very cleverly have loads of like smaller items on top of the counter. Now I have to say as well, this candle was €38. It wasn't a cheap candle. So I was at the till and I was just like, oh, what have you got for men? And she said, oh, we have the shower gels there. So I picked up a shower gel. That was €7. Scanned it. And then I left the shop. And it was only after I left the shop, I was thinking to myself, what just happened there? Like, how am I after being conned now into buying a candle for €38 and spending an extra €7? And then I was really thinking about it. I was thinking to myself, like, I have never, I'm 42 years of age, I've never in my life been in a shop or in a situation where I was made purchase a second item where they wouldn't allow me to buy the one.
Just I know Kildare Village and I know the Ritual shop in it well. But would often buy their you know, lip balms and various different things that they have in their garden. From my memory, they do have a sign, don't they, when you go in the door? It's a fairly big sign from the one I recall, with the minimum two items.
I didn't see the sign as I was, like, as I said, I was in a hurry. Kildare Village was packed that day.
Yeah.
So I was going to my dad's birthday. I just pulled in off the motorway. So I just went into the shop, and it was only when I got to the till, the girl said to me, it's a 2-item per person. And there was a little sign by the till, and I was thinking to myself, okay. And look, I've shopped in Kildare Village loads of times. Mm. Like, I love the All Saints shop down there. That's where I got all my All Saints clothes. I've been into the Puma shop. I've been in loads of places,
yeah.
And I've never had to buy 2 items. So that's why I just found it very strange that in this particular shop, there was a 2-item minimum purchase. And look, you know, the only reason I made a video about it was I own 2 cafes in Dublin, and I was thinking to myself, could you imagine if I made people buy a croissant with their coffee, like denied someone a coffee in the morning if they didn't buy a second item, you know? Like,
yeah, well, funny, when you say it, all right, it you know, and I spotted your video actually about it on TikTok, and that's where I saw it, and I thought, you know, when you explain it like that and you say it, I think absolutely it grabs people's attention, and people think, you know, geez, you know, often I don't have to do that. And then I tried to recall the last time I was there, and I was thinking, they do have a sign all right there. But I think from memory, I don't think that's a sign that's in all other shops, because I've been to their shop in Grafton Street and I don't think I had to buy 2 items. I think it must be just at the shop. I could be correct
on
this.
And it is, it's like, obviously, like, I put up the video, I'm so surprised with the reaction that it got. But it was a lot of people seem to say the same, that there's certain shops in Kildare Village that have that policy, and there's not other shops. Now, Rituals actually reached out to me and told me that that's a Kildare Village. Kildare Village are essentially making them do it. That it's not their policy, but they don't have a choice in the matter.
Oh, sorry, so Rituals got on to you after they saw your video? They responded to you? Okay, good.
Yeah, well, they sent me a message.
And they said it's a Kildare village policy rather than a Rituals policy. Yeah, because we reached out to them as well, Gordon, to Rituals, and they've sent me in a statement, and perhaps it's what you were told yourself in the message. They say Kildare village requires all customers purchasing certain items from beauty brands, including Rituals, to buy at least two items. The policy is clearly stated in store, and our team in store inform customers as part of the sales process. This policy enables Kildare village to offer its customers a wider assortment and greater value. Should you have any more questions about the Kildare Village policy, where Rituals is being the complaint of, we kindly refer you to their press office. We've done that. We've contacted Kildare Village as well, and we're awaiting a response from them. The only thing I do wonder, and perhaps some of our listeners might have more insight into this, I often find when you go to Kildare Village, Gordon, because it is maybe regarded as kind of an outlet store, like sometimes the prices are that little bit cheaper. I don't know, is that a justification for it? I don't know. Sometimes, I don't know if they are cheaper in Rituals, but sometimes they are lower there, you know, than maybe on Grafton Street. Yeah, I don't know, is that part of it? I don't know.
And look, that's why I go down to it. I go down to it two or three times a year, because I know I'll get better value there on the likes of clothes, but €38 isn't cheap for a candle.
No. And I know their stuff is lovely now, don't get me wrong, but it is a gift type. It's a, you know, it's not the typical candle you're buying for yourself. It is a sort of a lovely present for somebody.
Yeah, and as I said, like I should have walked out of the shop, but as I said, like it was a present for someone that I was going to be seeing like half an hour later. I had just pulled in to buy that one item. So, I felt like I had to do it. Do you know what I mean? And look, I know I didn't have to.
I know. But you were there and you were getting it. And
yeah. And as I said, like, I'm 42 years of age. I've worked in retail nearly my whole life. I've never come across that. And that's just why I was so shocked. It was only when I left the shop that I thought to myself, like, you know, I was kind of like questioning, how did that happen?
Did I buy the two things? Yeah, but you did buy the two of them in the end. You bought the shower gel.
I bought the shower gel, the extra shower gel for €7. But again, like, it just to me, I just found
it's a fair question to raise. I can tell you, Gordon, you're not alone, because since you've started talking to us today, there's more people getting in touch with similar experiences. Will you stay on the line, Gordon? Because I've Rona with us today. Rona, I believe, have you had a similar experience?
Hi, Andrea. I've had exactly the same experience as Gordon. I literally did tip into the Kildare village, popped in off the motorway coming up from Tipperary, going to Dublin to visit my sister, and I said, a candle would be lovely for her. Popped into the village, and I go to Neon, which is across from Rituals on that streetway. And just like that, picked out a beautiful candle up to the counter, and she says, is there anything else you would like? And I said, well, no, I'm in a hurry, you know, more or less like that. And, you must buy two products. And I was baffled. I thought, oh, gosh, okay. So, and like that, what am I going to get? But I knew exactly where to go. There was three little candles I set, and I said, I'll get that now because it will act as a gift for somebody at Christmas. And my spend went up from, I think 30-something was the first candle. And then actually I left the shop €70. But insult to injury, I think. So I went to pay her and I said, can I give you cash? Oh, no, we don't take cash. And I said, so that was like immediately there was two issues there that I was not happy with. But that's OK. So I paid her the card and I went out and, I think somebody said it was a sale on in Clarence. And I went down to Clarence and, I got one thing on offer and one thing not on offer. But I was baffled with this buy two things. You know, that is, I've never heard of that. And I'm a little bit older than Gordon and I'm going around a while. And I haven't been asked.
And was there a sign? Because I think that's the one thing, I suppose. Look, to be fair, there was a sign,
There was a small sign at the counter because I looked, you know, you'll be glancing around to see, where does it say that? And it says it beside the till or the checkout area. Maybe there were big signs in the window. I don't know. On that particular day, I didn't see them. I'll only see a sign if it has a big 50% discount in here today.
And they could well have been discounted items. I'm not overly familiar now with Neon, but I think it's fairly similar to Rituals, isn't it? Is it?
She actually said the same policy is in Rituals across the way. I think she even said, I got the impression that Neon is part of Rituals, or maybe there's some connection.
But they're the same kind of thing. It's a lot of sort of body and beauty. quality products,
nice,
isn't
spelling.
It?
Yeah.
Lovely,
yeah,
gifts. Absolutely. And more listeners getting in touch actually too, with other experiences that they've had. And again, they're mentioning Kildare Village. As I said, we have contacted Kildare Village, so we'll see if we get anything back, but we'll keep you posted. Rona, stay with us for a moment. I've Damien O'Reilly on the line. Damien's a lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin. Damien, how common are policies like this?
They're not very common at all, actually. And the one thing that makes this probably unique is that it's an outlet centre, as you said, and it sells, like, the idea of an outlet centre is consolidation of old stuff that hasn't sold during the year or stuff that's low sellers. And, you know, especially around Christmas time, they can move that stuff quickly into places like Kildare Village. So, you know, they say in Kildare Village that they offer up to 60% off the retail or the recommended retail price during the year. And, you know, for many of these products, and I'm not agreeing with the policy, by the way, and, you know, it's the last chance to loom for many of those products, as there's no other outlet for them to be sold. So once they go down to Kildare Village, there's no kind of, it's a consolidation of all the stuff that hasn't sold or is last year's product, and new stuff has come out or new trends have come out. So it's not something I'd like to experience myself. You know, even though a second product might be relatively expensive, it'd be a problem for, as you can see by your listeners there, for customers to feel let down by the experience. You know, and when you're buying something about rituals, it's all about the product and it's all about the experience, and it spoils that experience, in my opinion.
But just to be clear, Damien, like this is something that shops can do, certainly to the best of my knowledge. You'll know this better than I. As long as it is clearly stated and outlined to the customers, as in this case, Kildare Village say it was in rituals.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there should be more signage or better signage or somebody there to say that there is a policy of a minimum of purchase of two, because two things people don't like is in stores. Is they don't like when they go in to buy a product and it's not there. And secondly, they don't like queuing. And if you queue up and there's quite a few people there in rituals, you know, there's quite a queue there regularly. And then people get very deflated when they get to the top of the queue and then say that somebody says to them they have to buy two products, the minimum is two products. And they feel deflated by that whole experience. I personally don't think it's a good policy, but
it is a legal policy. Just to be very clear, Jim.
Yeah.
There's no suggestion of anything untoward about that. But and just to be clear or to clarify that for listeners.
It's
but it's part of the as you say, it's just part of the shopping experience. Like for Gordon and Rona there, that went in to pick up two candles, lovely presents for their family members, and it's just it probably leaves a bit of a bitter taste in their mouth.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, the rituals is about the experience and about the aroma and about the gifting of this. And, you know, when you buy it, even if you're gifting it, even if you buy two products, you know, you kind of feel maybe a little bit let down, and that experience isn't what it should have been, because you just feel, as you said, you feel it grates on you, and it's annoying, and especially after queuing. So, but they, you know, these outlet centres, they've large amounts of stock, and for the likes of Rituals and Neon and L'Occitane, you know, who are doing this in Kildare Village, they're moving stock, they're getting rid of stock, they're offloading stock, you know, and it's about stock turnover and product turnover. If they don't turn over that product, there's no other place for it to go.
Listener here has got in contact with me, Damien, to say the stock in Kildare Village is not consolidating stock. Our store sells new products that are also sold in Brown Thomas, and I'm not working or I'm not with Rituals. Laura Mullett is with us on
that's not the rationale for setting up in the planning that they received was to sell. You know, they can sell some items, up to 30% of items can be new products, but in general it's a consolidation of old stock.
Okay. Laura Mullett, stylist, is with us on the line. Laura, have you come across this?
You know what I have? I actually came across it in Vegas when I was younger, and it would have been a time where I was tightly budgeting my trip, and then you're just sort of in an awkward position of, do I put this stuff back? Is this a little bit intense? And I was buying like Michael Kors, like platform runners, which were so cool at the time, I swear. And so, yeah. And the thing is, like, I'm a huge Rituals fan. And what I'll say is, like, there's something about receiving an expensive candle. It's such a lovely gift to get. If I was buying it myself, I feel like I'm burning money. But my main issue with this whole thing is, I think coming up to Christmas, you know, let's say if you're trying to buy a few presents and rituals, or, you know, it's tough for people because people are trying to budget, mind their few bob, all these €38 add up. And I think when you go up to the counter sometimes, and let's say you're buying one gift for someone, you're kind of spacing it out a bit, you don't want to feel under pressure on the spot. And also, if I want impulse buy, that's part of the thrill. I don't like that being taken away from me. I like to buy my candle and then on a whim of my own volition be like, you know what, I need that lip balm or that hairspray in my life. It's going to make this day so much better. But if someone tells me to buy it, it's just not as good crack, Andrea.
No, it's not. And I suppose because it's something that maybe we're not, you know, too familiar with seeing in stores. It probably for Gordon and Rona. And I'm familiar, actually. Like, I've witnessed this sign myself in Kildare Village over the years in the ritual shop. Like, it probably can come as a surprise if you're not familiar with it.
It does. But one thing I'll say, like, in defense of rituals, like, I have a rituals, like, little membership thing, because I've bought so much over the years. And the way you sign up to things, sometimes these memberships are useless, sometimes they're good. But I do find when I go into rituals, I do usually get a free gift if I spend a few bob. So I think
that's
incentives,
very true,
I suppose,
actually. Yeah, you do.
Customers are rewarded. So I think, does that kind of tip the balance and make things a little bit better? I'm not sure. But I think if it is a shop that you love and you're patronizing, I suppose you see the value in it because it is a luxurious product. It's not something that people just kind of go in every day and shop from. The stuff lasts well. Like, I remember buying ritual candles, you know, around the time I went 2 years ago, and one is still burning. So I just think it's like, it's one of those things. I wouldn't like anyone to ever feel on the spot on a queue, because I think we've all been there of like, oh God, you know, you're a bit like on the spot. You're just kind of grabbing
something. You kind of grab something then quickly, don't you, then? Because you don't want to be waiting too long and holding up the queue. That listener's got back in touch to say the stock in Kildare Village is not consolidating stock. Our store sells new products that are also sold in Brian Thomas. None of our products are end of the line or last season. It's all currently available on the high street and online. Another texter says, what happened if you buy two items and then immediately ask for a refund on one of them? That's from Dermot and Meath. I don't know, Damien, can you do that? I suppose you could you?
Well, you can. You may have to give the two products back rather than just one product. And you're not allowed to give the product back. You know, they can refuse you to take it back, because if there's nothing wrong with the product, then they will, they've no obligation to take the product back.
Damien O'Reilly, lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin, stylist Laura Mullett. Gordon, thanks a million for getting in touch with us, sharing your experience. Rona there as well. Plenty of other texters too getting in touch about Kildare Village. As I said, we contacted them. We did get a statement from Rituals. We've nothing back from Kildare Village, but they're basically directing you to their press office at the shopping centre or at Kildare Village. You can read all about their policies and the whole lot there. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.